This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's start here. The conversation here with SASSA, that is the South African Social Security Agency, stems from confirmations that they've dismissed four officials from the neighbor local office in the Skukune area following alleged involvement in fraudulent activities that amounted to 33 million rands in social grants. So let's look into this. We're speaking to SASSA Limpopo Senior Manager in Communications and Marketing, Tebogo Chipi. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Ramila, and good evening to the listeners of Capricorn FM.
Good evening, good evening. Thank you very much for your time. So we understand four officials have been dismissed. They were based in the neighbor local office in Sekhukhune. Please give us background around that development.
Thank you so much. The dismissal followed an internal investigation which uncovered fraudulent activities involving the four that were based in the Nebo district. And then the investigation found that the officials actually manipulated the grant system in collaboration with other syndicates, resulting in losses, and the estimation is 33 million. Following the disciplinary proceedings, the sanction of dismissal was imposed, which the appeals committee subsequently held upheld yesterday.
So, what is it that, or how did they do this? How did they commit this fraud?
At this stage, we are not in a position to specifically disclose the method that they use to manipulate the system, as this may compromise the ongoing investigation and law enforcement processes, because we wanted to know how do they get the information of the people that were about to turn 60. So in brief, what we can say is these people, what they did is to capture people who are about to turn 60 on the system without their consent and their knowledge. So we don't know how they got hold of their IDs and what method did they really use. So that is something that the investigation is still trying to uncover.
So they were capturing people that are turning 60 and their information, were they making claims on their behalf?
Yes, they were making claims on those people's behalf. So we realized that we have an influx of applications from that region. And when we checked some of the surnames, they were surnames that are not familiar in that area. Remember, in any area, there will be surnames that are familiar, but when you tend to find a lot of Kumalos and other spellings that would be necessary, would normally find it or in KZN, but you find them in Nebo, then you start to ask yourself questions to say, how did these people get here and are they really here? And that's what triggered the investigation. So, and then that's when the investigation found that a lot of these people, they were not even aware that they were getting
this
social grant.
So they would capture these people's names, they would claim in the behalf, and the money will be directed to their accounts?
Yes, the money not necessarily straight to their account, but they will direct it to an account, and from that account it will be directed somewhere and until it reaches them.
And we were saying that so they would capture the ID numbers of people over 60, capture it in the system, but the money would move through a number of other accounts. And these other accounts, are they also officials or people outside SASSA that are also being investigated? Because as it is, we're talking about four officials of SASSA.
There are other people that are being investigated. As I said, we cannot disclose the full information as investigation is still continuing, but we can only for now talk about the SASSA officials.
In terms of the other people, I was simply asking if these other people are not SASSA officials, the ones who are receiving these monies. Okay, yeah.
They are not, hence we think there is a syndicate that has been working behind the scenes to get this. We suspect that there are other departments that are also involved in this matter.
Okay. Please, let's talk about the syndicate matter. If you have said it before, I missed that. What is the suspicion around the syndicate?
The suspicion is there are other officials from other departments that we are not going to mention, but we're feeding these people with the information. Because how do SASA officials know when a person is supposed to turn 60? Somebody must have a database of those people. So that person who is responsible for that database is the person who would then share that information. Mm. Because normally what we have seen is that immediately after you turn 60, let's say you turn 60 on the 19th of July, mm. and then immediately on the 20th, your application gets in.
Mm.
So somebody is like watching or monitoring the database to say, okay, this one is turning 60, this mm. one is turning 60 next week. Like it's like they had an access to a database of people who are turning 60. Hence, mm. we are saying that it cannot be from our side because that's why we don't have such a database.
All right. Now, internally as well, there are people that you're still investigating, but I'm interested as well to understand. How did they get to 33 million? How long did it take them to get to 33 million?
This activity was from the year 2021 to 2023. Mm. Obviously, all these years we've been busy with the investigations. That's why until now, it's only then that we dismissed them. But also what we want to say is we also improved the system because we wanted to see what we saw that there is a gap.
Mm.
Because if people can be able to just apply on your behalf, then it says something about our system, which is why we have introduced the biometric system, why we have introduced the life certification, why we are busy with ethics and integrity training for employees, because amongst other things that leads to people committing fraud is lack of ethics and integrity.
Mm. Mm. Okay. One of our listeners says I must ask this, perhaps if you're not able to immediately answer the question, it's something that you can consider and get back to us at any other time. It doesn't appear like much of an ambush. It says, may you please ask as to where and how could we assist with reporting foreigners who are receiving SASA grants?
SASA has got a toll-free number that one can just call to remain anonymous and report the ongoing fraud if there is any. So I will share the number very soon. I'm just going to confirm it.
Mm.
That number works. So that is the number that they can use. Or if they don't mind, they can still come to their nearest SASA office to report.
Mm. Okay. So that's how they are able to do it. When you have the number, you can share it.
Yes, I'll just share the number now.
Okay.
Yeah.
As you confirm the number on your end, perhaps.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's take an opportunity.
0800.
Okay.
The number is 0800. It's 01011. Or they can also email antifraud@sasa.gov.za.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for talking to us. You know, but even as I said that, I just had a thought. I'm trying to remember something one of our listeners keep asking, but maybe an opportunity for you. You're constantly updating people about different changes that you make, if there are any, whether it is on issues around those that are sampled to do lifestyle audits and things like that. But you constantly have some communication that you want to share with the public. I just thought if there's anything that you are sharing at the moment with beneficiaries, here's an opportunity.
Thank you so much. What we want to share also is our first day payment, Gamla.
Yes.
As SASA, we have introduced what we call a first day payment. How does it work? A first day payment is when we are requesting you to come and review your grant. And then we would then go to our system and try to contact you, and we find that we are unable to get hold of you. Then what we do is, you will not get your payment with other people or on the normal payment days. Let's say, for example, if an old age grant is being paid on the 3rd of July, you will not get your payment on the 3rd of July. Then you will get it 4 days later on the 7th. And then that says to you, then you must come to SASSA offices so that we can do a review on your grant. Review, we do it just to check as to whether you are still eligible to get the grant that you are getting. So we are making a plea to all the people who got their grants by the 7th of July to go to their nearest offices so that we can do a review. Because failure to do that will lead to us having to delay your payment. And when we do that, we delay your payment in the first month, the second month we're not going to pay you if you don't show up because we are keeping fraud. We take it that you know that you don't deserve to get the grant, so we will not pay you. And the third month, we will cancel your grant. Mm. Then you will have to come and reapply, and you will not get all the money that for the 3 months that we were not paying you because you'll be starting afresh. So we are just making a plea to whoever got their grant by the 7th to come forth and verify themselves.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. That's the point I was trying to remember. I know one of our listeners actually asked about that. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Good evening
to
you.
It only affects those who gotten their grant by the 7th. Everybody should come to our offices. Please don't come to the office if you got your payment on the exact date.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Good evening to you.
All right. Good evening to you, and thanks for having me.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.